Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Handley. Batting third. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lunaire. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lunaire. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Conway. Batting third. The center fielder, Pat Sierrett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Heinz Becker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sierra, who is chasing the ball. Vallow reaches third base with a triple. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sierra. Handley reaches second base with a double. Vallow scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey takes first base on ball four. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman bunts towards first. Becker scoops it up and throws to first, with Conway covering, for the out. Handley moves to third. McCuskey moves to second. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar takes first base on ball four. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Case throws the ball into Boudreau, who relays the ball to Conway, who tags Majeski trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Handley scores. McCuskey scores. Rosar moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway strikes out. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a pop-up towards the mound. Nair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Case moves to second. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lunaire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallow. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreaux applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keltner scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0-for-1 in the game. Conway hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sierra moves to second. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sierra moves to third. Edwards moves to second. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Boudreaux reaches second base with a double. Sierra scores. Edwards scores. Becker moves to third. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Everett Fagan now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to home to get Becker. Boudreaux moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Majeski bunts towards first. Becker scoops it up and throws to first, with Conway covering, for the out. Rosar moves to second. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rosar moves to third. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosar scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Everett Fagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fagan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Suter moves to second. Bob Lemon now pitching. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Vallo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sierrett. Vallo reaches second base with a double. Suter scores. Fagan goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Athletics. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Handley takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Vallo moves to third. Handley moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0 for 2 in the game. Conway takes first base on ball 4. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sierra strikes out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Conway moves to second. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Conway moves to third. Edwards moves to second. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Desodles pinch hits for Buddy Rosar. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels now catching. Jesse Flores now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keltner moves to second. Jimmy Washdell pinch hits for Bob Lemon. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flores juggles the ball. That's an error on Flores. Keltner scores. Hegan moves to second. It's 6-4, Athletics. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hegan moves to third. Washdell moves to second. Les Fleming pinch hits for Jack Conway. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hegan scores. Washdell moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-5, Athletics. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flores fields it and throws to home to get Washdell. Case moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flores fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dutch Meyer now playing second base. Charlie Gassaway now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Flores moves to second. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to second for the out. Flores moves to third. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores advances to home in unknown way. Flores scores. It's 7-5, Athletics. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Handley moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Becker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey, who is chasing the ball. Hegan reaches third base with a triple. Becker goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6 Athletics. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. It's Athletics, 7, Indians, 7. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels strikes out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Majeski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ciaret. Majeski reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Tuck Steinbach pinch hits for Jesse Flores. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Lum Harris now pitching. Charlie Gassaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gassaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Ciaret is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciaret is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ciaret hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Edwards hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Indians. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Becker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 7. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Boudreaux reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 2 in the game. Desodles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Majeski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sierra. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Desodles goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 8, Indians, 8. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 4 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Joe Barry now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry hits a line drive into center field. McCuskey picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McCuskey. Barry moves to second. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Sierra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to third. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Sierra moves to second. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Becker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. Sierra moves to third. Edwards moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 8. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.